gas prices continue to rise. I mean, I think I paid again almost $5. That was $4.99.
Oh yeah,
this weekend.
I've been seeing it.
They just continue to hover around that area. Diesel up.
Very expensive. $6 for diesel.
Yeah. And now you've got the president of the United States talking about a potential gas tax holiday here in the United States. What does that look like? What would be the ramifications of that? Paul Sankey is the oil and gas equity research analyst at Sankey Research and joins us this morning to talk about it. Paul, good morning. Good to have you back.
Yeah, hi everyone.
This holiday that they're talking about on putting a pause on the gas tax federally would be about 90 days. Is that enough relief for the market?
Well, depends when you open the Straits of Hormuz, and you haven't. So, you know, if we open it tomorrow, we were on the call with Valero, the major refiner, for their earnings for the first quarter. And one of their executives was saying that every day that the strait is closed, you need 3 days to recover. Mm. And we're now in about, let's call it, make it easy for myself, day 72. It's actually about day 75. But if we multiply that by three, let's do 75. We multiply that by three, obviously, you're at about 200 plus days, 225 days to recover. So it's going to take another year, believe it or not, to get this whole system completely back working. And so the answer would be possibly because the 90-day holiday takes you through driving season. Mm-hmm. So the next issue is that we're worried about the summer, the peak demand, and where prices go. As you know, they typically go up from May and tend to peak in around June. But really, we've still got this absolutely catastrophic situation with supply in the Middle East. As we've talked about to you before, it's really a mega problem for Asia, a major problem for Europe. And one of the issues here is it's not that huge a problem for us, even with $5 gasoline going probably to $6, at least I would tell you, because we're self-sufficient in oil and gas, and so we're exporting. My concern is the Iranians do want to hurt the American consumers, or more importantly, want to get to President Trump by hurting American consumers. And whilst we're beginning to, you know, wail on Michigan radio about high gas prices, it's not honestly really hurting us. I mean, it's painful for people with lower incomes, but we're probably going to see a situation where the Iranians want to force the price higher. And as I said, the mechanism there is quite distanced because of our own power in oil and gas.
Paul, you know, I'm wondering what could be some of the unintended consequences of suspending the gas tax. I mean, could removing the tax, you know, have an effect on demand that could really keep prices higher for longer?
Sure. Yeah, no, I mean, in theory, you should be sending the message to the consumer, hey, we've got a massive supply problem here. You're going to have to pay to reflect what we're going through. And by lowering the tax, effectively, you encourage demand when you should be discouraging it. But the other big one you've got to think about is the federal deficit is absolutely horrendous. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's a nightmare. I mean, they haven't even done anything to address that, really. It just keeps going up. It's, you know, we're paying $1 trillion a year in interest. This is not, you know, no federal government should be cutting any taxes, really. But the other thing here is, of course, you know, is that the U.S. gasoline tax is relatively tiny. If you think that, you know, U.K. or German consumers pay basically around $9 to $10 a gallon. The wholesale price is basically the same in the UK as or Germany. The entirety of the rest is gasoline tax, believe it or not. So the gasoline taxes are there of the nature of, you know, $4 a gallon. And that sends a message to consumers to drive efficient cars, to drive less and everything else. But of course, driving is such an enormous part of the American culture that politicians always want to have Democrat and Republican always want to have the cheapest gasoline prices possible in the U.S.
You mentioned that generally we see prices go up in May. Summer months are upon us here, and more people are going to be driving around to destinations in their vehicles. And so we do see prices particularly rise around this time of year. Are we seeing that now? Are we planning on seeing that? Do you plan on seeing that even with everything that's happening? And then even if you suspended this gas tax for a 90-day period, are we going to still be floating around this $5 mark regardless?
I tell you, I think we're going to $6. And, you know, that's how bad the situation is, I'm afraid. One thing that happens with another thing that they can change if they want to is you do change the grade of gasoline in summer. You change the reed vapor pressure, to be technical, which means it evaporates less. You know, in a crisis, it's something else that you can do to reduce the price and reduce the pain. I don't mind them. I don't love the policy, but you know, it's so regressive, the high gasoline tax. And when we say regressive, what we mean is it hurts poor people the most. And so, you know, I hate to see these prices doing what they're doing, knowing that, you know, a working mom or somebody who really can't afford it, who has to drive, say, for her job, has a massively disproportionate effect compared to, you know, Taylor Swift in her private jet.
Yeah, exactly. And bottom line, Paul, I mean, and me and Chris kind of talked about this off air. You know, does the gas tax holiday meaningfully help Americans right now, or is it more of a political band-aid on a much bigger energy problem?
I think honestly, it's a political band-aid because you know the problem here is chronic. I think my bigger concern is basically Americans are going to be okay because we know we supply our own oil and gas. You know, we're already seeing terrible trouble in Bangladesh, Pakistan. You know, and it's going to keep getting worse in Asia. Europe could be particularly bad. I didn't think I'd be. I think I spoke to you a few weeks ago. If you told me we'd still be saying the Straits of Hormuz is shut after 75 days, I would have been despondent. But what we've been doing is we've been bringing down emergency inventory. We're pulling down the Strategic Petroleum Reserve (SPR) at about 1.5 million barrels a day. We'll actually get the final number for last week in the government data that comes out at 10:30 today for this week's oil data. And so there's been some massive emergency government stock releases. Japan's doing 1.5 million barrels a day. China's managing the market. But there you see the inventories are only similar to your 90-day holiday on the gas tax. You only have about 90 days to play with, and we've already blown through 75. And then, of course, another problem emerges, which is you get into winter, and then you've got a problem with your diesel.
Yeah, certainly. Paul Sankey at Sankey Research. You can also catch him on YouTube at Sankey Research. We always appreciate your insight, my friend. Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, you got it. You know, the other part, too, is if you do go this route, it's going to need congressional approval.
Yes.
So he's going to have to go through Congress to suspend this for 90 days, this gas tax holiday. And Josh Hawley in the Senate has introduced legislation.
Yep.
Anna Paulina Luna out of Florida in the House is introducing legislation on this. But it almost puts the Democrats in a tough spot because they are going to use the affordability issue. So they got to vote for this,
I would think so.
But I could also see them pushing back on it because this is a situation that Donald Trump created.
Exactly. But still, I mean, come
this
on.
This is the vicious blender that we find ourselves
in. We're trying to get relief, man, and a little bit of relief here. And so let's everybody get on the same page.
Meanwhile, coming up on the other side, Pistons tip off 8 o'clock tonight. That series tied at 2 games apiece. Big game tonight. We'll talk to Matt Derry coming up on the other side. It's your morning.